Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2016. Tonight is Guy Talk, and the guys are going to be talking about body image and the things that men are concerned about when it comes to their body. But before we get to that, I just want to make a few announcements. I want to let you know that if you are listening online and you'd like to join the show and speak to the host of the show, you can call 347-308-8494. And if you just want to listen online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/LAID. Also, I want to let you know of a couple of events coming up. For LAID, we have Toys Understanding Each Other, which is going to be at the Access Project at 1325 Fifth Avenue in Manhattan between West 111th and West 112th, and that'll be on January 30th from 5:30 to 9:30. We will have a live session the way we did previously, a live discussion. And it's going to be with men and women talking to each other, asking each other questions, something towards trying to understand each other. And then afterwards, we're going to dance the night away. We're going to party. So, and in February at ICS, 25 Elm Place in Brooklyn on the fifth floor, we are going to do something for Valentine's Day, something nice, grown and sexy. So more details about that will be coming up as we go on. But tonight, we're getting into Guy Talk. We're also welcoming a new host, a new member of the LAID team. His name is Don Baker. You've heard him before. He spoke with us about accepting life and what is it? And remaining joyful. And so it is a joy for me to introduce Don, or bring Don back. We're waiting for Tyson to come in. So in the meantime, I'm going to put some bass in my voice, and I'll be Steven tonight. How about that? Until Tyson gets in. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine. I want to jump into this topic. And I'll take it. Well, first I'll see. Do you have any concerns? I mean, are men really concerned with their body? I'm sure you are to some degree. But go ahead.
Well, I can say honestly, some men are in terms of for those who are, you know, let's say the workout fanatics. For example,
mm-hmm.
you know, for those who really want to build that muscular image, you know, they want to tone themselves up and they want to have that. I mean, everybody, every guy who wouldn't want to have a six pack and, you know, and that muscular built, you know what I mean? I mean, really. But
mm-hmm.
what we really have to really do is look at ourselves the way we really are. And mm-hmm. we need to accept ourselves in terms of a realistic perspective, you know, and that's the real thing about it. You know, you have to really, really, really look at yourself. Me, I don't have to look at myself at all because I'm blind. So when I look in the mirror, there's no reflection.
You can be anything you want to be.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could be anything I wanted by mine. But, you know, in reality, listen, I was always the big guy. I mean, I used to be like 360 pounds. You know what I mean?
Get
I
out.
Used to be really, really heavy. Yes, yes.
Are
absolutely.
You serious?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I lost a lot of weight, you know, during the years. A lot of it is due to illness. And I mean, it's not. I would love to be able to say, look, I've dieted and I've done this. But a lot of it was due to illness and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to reduce, like that. But I'm still, like, heavy. But compared to where I used to be, I'm not nowhere near where I used to be. But right now I'm just dealing with, like, what you call water weight. Because, I'm a dialysis So I deal with water weight and things like that. So, you know, that comes and goes. Every week they gotta weigh you. I weigh three times a week, and you know, and it's a balancing act, though, you know. But yeah, men are concerned in terms of, I believe some men are concerned about body image and things like that. That is somewhat a concern. Not near like women are, but men do have that concern. Some men.
I mean, do you ever feel inadequate, or have you ever felt inadequate, you know, in your younger days in comparison to other men, or is it something that you just brush off, you know, because women tend to get a little bit obsessed, I think. I mean, we go through pain.
Yes.
We go through pain, you know, to look better. I mean, and we have so many comparisons in terms of these doctored up images in magazines or on television, you know, all this stuff, these fake images that are put before us as some type of model for us to look like. And we go through a lot when it comes to that. So I'm wondering, have you ever felt inadequate when that buff dude comes in the room? You know, do you feel like your girl might be looking at him?
Yeah, well, you know, when you go to the gym, you know what I'm saying? Just going to the gym. I used to go to this gym up in Harlem called Hansborough, right across from Harlem Hospital. And I used to work out there, you know, and guys come in there, they sitting there, they got the, you know, the muscles and everything, the shirt off, and, you know, muscles, six pack showing. It's like, wow. It's a little different for guys because we all have our little egos to a degree. You know, whether we really have a realistic, egotistic perspective on ourselves, mostly it's a little different for us, though, you know, because, of course, yeah, we all would like to have that, like that said. We all like to get cut and have that six-pack and everything's nice. But it's not it doesn't keep us awake at night thinking about it. You know, we think about it for that moment. And then it's like, okay, fine, all right, fine. When everybody gets dressed, all right, cool, all right, you know, all right, take it easy, bro. You know, it's like that.
When it comes to women, do you, let's say you see a woman, or look, we're just going to pretend for all intents and purposes that you can see. You understand what I'm talking about, right?
Absolutely.
Back in the day, maybe.
I still see it in my mind now. Come on now. I can still think.
Okay.
I still got that imagination now.
Okay. So you're interested in a woman. You know, a young man is interested in a young lady. Does he become more concerned about what his body looks like? You know.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then another thing I noticed.
He wants to be looked at. He wants to be appreciated as well. You know, I mean, let's face it. You know, the same way. It's not quite the same way. But he wants a woman to notice him too. And women. And you know, it's funny though. It's the amazing things that I learned. New things about women all the time. Because you know, I have a lot of female friends, and you happen to be one of them. I learned new things about females all the time, and females can look at a guy, for example, and you know they can look at a guy and they say, oh, I like him, you know, whatever like that. He doesn't necessarily have to be cut up and muscle bound or anything like that. He can be flabby and fat or whatever, and women can look at him like, you know what I mean. But a guy, I think we get a little critical sometimes. You know, we want her to be, you know, shapely and. Get the curves and this, that, and the other. You know, I think it's more critical with guys than it is with the women.
I think with women it's more about how that guy makes us feel.
Absolutely. That's what it is. And it's more like personality. Because, listen, I was 300-something pounds, you know, and I still, you know, didn't have a problem getting and connecting with women. You know what I'm saying? Because, I you know, the personality, I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn here or break my arm, you know, trying to pat myself on the back or anything like that. But it was more, I know it had to be the personality, you know what I mean? I wasn't a Denzel, you know, model looking dude. I was just big dude, you know, but I, you know, I always, you know, the sense of humor always got me by. Well, that's what really got me over, actually. The sense of humor, you know, if you could make them laugh and make them smile, and, you know, and everything was beautiful, you know. I mean, I always, like I said, I wish I had got along like that.
Eat Twinkies, but be funny.
Hey, absolutely. Hey. I ain't mad
you at don't you. Have to give up your Twinkies.
You know? But,
okay.
Listen.
I have two things I want to ask about.
Sure.
Men and their hair and penis size. Or how concerned are men with, and I know you can't speak for every man, but in general, How concerned do you think men are with their hair and with their penis size?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Hair, depending on that particular male, I mean, some guys, you know, you got guys that like myself who like simple. I like to keep my hair short. It's simple. I could just brush it. You know, then some guys, they like to go for the braid. They like to go for, well, it used to be the curl thing back in the day, you know, with the guys with the dripping, with the curls and stuff like that. And some guys probably still do that, you know. But the penis size, we all want to have the well-endowed, you know, man. We all like to lie about our manhood and stuff like that, and you know, to say that. Let's not just say lie. All right, maybe I'm being too harsh with lie.
Enhance.
Let's say exaggerate. Okay, still
okay.
Lie,
okay.
You know about, you know, you know, I'm this and this and that. No, I'm X Y Z inches and everything like that. And then most of us, you know, I mean, a lot of us. Would be
average.
Definitely exaggerating, average, below average, some of us, you know what I mean? And that's, I would say the penis thing would be more so a thing with the male opposed to the actual hair. Maybe some men, like I said, with the hair thing, because some guys, they go to salons and stuff like that, they take, but usually it's with people like maybe trying to, you know, become some sort of celebrity in the public eye type thing, they might maybe more concerned with their hair. But on the average, like I said, me, keep it simple, cut it short, we good. You know, close the
actually,
ball.
We have a couple of callers, and so I'm going to see about letting them in. I see Tyson is in the building. Hold on.
All right now.
Hey, Tyson, how you doing?
Hi, I'm sorry. Yes.
Hey,
that's
brother
okay.
Tyson.
How you doing? Okay.
How are you, sir?
All right. I'm fine.
Listen, we have another caller on the line. I want to see if the caller has any question. Caller. Ending with the number 2598, I'm going to let you in and let me know if you want to talk.
Okay.
Hey, Colin, how are you?
I'm all right.
Hello.
Thanks. Yes, I'm. You hear me?
Would you like to talk?
Yes, that's me. You hear me now? Do you
I
hear
can
me?
Hear you, but I'm getting an echo. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'll give you no. Do you hear me now better?
Yes,
much better.
I can.
Okay, yes. The thing I was saying about the hair, I'm telling you, when I was young, I had a full head. Now I'm starting to wear hats because I'm losing my hair terrible. I forgot to give you my name. My name's Michael Acevedo, Robert Acevedo's husband. The thing is with the hair, I'm seeing a lot. When I started losing my hair, I think it was the worst thing in the world. I am telling you, I am so mean about it. It's terrible. Very bad. I am very vain about it. It's terrible. Well, to me it is. It's a terrible thing. I'm very vain about that. You know,
I'm going to step out. I'm going to let the gentleman handle everything, and I'm going to mute myself. So, guys, it was wonderful,
okay.
And I'll see you later. Okay.
All right.
Have a good show.
Okay.
So what do you do now?
Yes.
This is Don speaking. What do you do now about your hair? What do you do now?
I have to get it cut short because when it gets big, I have a very bad bald spot.
Okay.
Now I have to get it covered. We try to wear hats when the hair's long until I go get a haircut because it's terrible.
Okay.
And it's really a bad thing. I never had that. Now that I'm in my 40s, it's gotten worse. Once you hit your 40s, you go downhill.
Sure, definitely.
Yeah, it's a really bad thing. You know,
but let me ask you a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
When you look in the mirror,
yeah,
okay, what do you see? I mean, by yourself, what do you see?
I see that hair thing, and that makes me totally disappointed, depressed.
Okay.
The hair
okay.
thing is, and then I'm seeing gray hairs, so it makes it twice as worse.
Oh, yeah. I've been dealing with that. Actually, you know, the gray hair thing, that's one
yeah.
of the reasons why I never really tell too many people this, but that's one of the reasons why I keep my hair very short. Because when I cut my hair short down, you don't see any gray. You see more black
mm-hmm.
than you do, you know, because my gray doesn't really. Yeah.
And the mustache and all
I
that.
I get it.
My God.
I'm 43, and it comes in. The gray hair comes in fast for me. Too.
Yes, you got it, Brother Tyson.
Yes, Tyson. It's really a terrible thing.
Yes, indeed. But you know something, though? I'm going to tell you something, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what the beauty of it all is. The beauty of our lives, you know, if we live to see it, is to accept your situation, man. Accept who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you look in the mirror and you look back, see me, I'm blind. I can't look in the mirror anymore.
No, of course not.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
I'm not saying
what I
bad,
do
but...
is I accept myself the way I am. Okay. I can't see me, but others can see me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when you look in the mirror every day, man, something you learn to do to yourself, all you have to do is say, you know what? I like this guy I'm looking at. Not to be conceited or arrogant or anything like that.
No,
but this, you know, it's just something you have to keep telling yourself every day. And to remind yourself, hey, you know what? I like this dude right here.
Yeah.
You know, this dude is all right. And I'm going to tell you something. Every day you do that, you learn to do that. You know something? After a while, you'll start believing it, okay?
Yeah,
and then once you believe it, you can receive it. You understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's
indeed.
True.
Yes,
you're right. It's just very hard when you see the hair going in the
bathroom.
Absolutely. And you see tons of it.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
on the floor, and it comes out, and it's like a bad thing. It's not easy to deal with, you know.
Yes. But see, it's all part of, you know, it's all a part of what we become as we get older. Things change.
Yeah.
Things change with our bodies. Things change with our appearance. But you know something? You have to accept yourself, the way you become, accept it every day. And like I said, it's a conditioning of the mind. Every day you condition yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you have to continue to do it day after day. I'm telling you, if you do it, you know, it takes the same amount of time to create a good habit as it does a bad habit.
Yeah.
It usually takes about 21 days. Okay, 3 weeks to create a habit. Listen, there are good habits you can create. Same way a person can pick up a cigarette and start smoking, you can pick up, you could put it down and stop smoking. Same amount of time.
Yeah,
same
I have a soda
habit.
Same amount of time. You know what I mean? So, like I said, it's just good habits, you know. How about you, Brother Tyson?
Yeah, with me, my disability, I'm more self-conscious about my teeth. I missed my teeth in front.
Mm-hmm.
I bumped into a damn pole, I can't believe it, and cut my teeth. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You must have been walking pretty fast, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I walk around with a guide cane, and
life,
I done walked into plenty of poles. You know what? You know I walk into more poles with sighted people, though? Like for example, if I'm walking with someone that can see, they'll walk me into a pole and tell me to watch it. You know?
Wow.
You know, I mean, but you know, those things, I'm going to tell you, I have more confidence in my guide cane than I do when I'm walking with someone sighted. I really do. Because, listen, we all have these accidents. We all have these things that happen to us.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever happens to us, you know what? You know what we have to do? We have to just continue on our daily lives and learn to love ourselves, man. I'm going to tell you something. It's nothing like self-love. I'm telling you. When you learn to love yourself, hey, man, we all have it. We all have it.
Guys, I'm going to interrupt you. We have another caller.
Yes.
We have another caller. Michael, I want to say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay.
And
hey, Mike,
and
take care of yourself, good brother.
I'll see you guys soon.
Yes, indeed.
And
okay.
Congratulations, Michael, on doing. Congratulations
on
doing.
Oh, thank you. It was wonderful.
All right.
It was nice.
Okay,
I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Take care, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, hold on. I'm trying to let the other caller in, but me and my technical difficulties. Hold on, guys. You guys can continue talking while I try and get this line back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Brother Tyson, man, what
mm-hmm.
happened, man? You were just walking along.
Oh, sorry.
What happened, man?
I know. It is that I got mixed up with the time. That's all. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
They were here and doing nothing either.
Okay.
Waiting for the time to come, and I still skipped the time.
Okay.
I do not know how.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When I said what happened, I was referring to today. I was referring to when you say you hit your tooth and you hit your
mm-hmm.
you were walking along.
Okay.
And what happened? You just
okay.
ran into
yes,
a pole
yes.
And
yes, I went to a pole. I was 18 years old then.
Okay.
And I know. I hit the pole. I turned around and I
mm-hmm.
hit the damn pole. I can't believe it. And
wow.
my tooth cracked.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I was working in the bank at the time. You see, I was a bank teller.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the next day, I had to go to work looking like this.
Wow.
Looking at customers like this. Yes.
How did it feel,
mm-hmm.
though, man? Did it hurt? Was it painful?
It hurt, yes.
Okay.
Oh, hurt
okay.
so bad. Yes, it did.
See, you know,
yes.
you know, I'm gonna tell you what saved my head and all this stuff. See,
mm-hmm.
I always wear, like, these baseball caps, right?
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. When I was losing my sight, right, I will never mm-hmm. forget this, man. I went to the Chinese restaurant, man, and I was coming back from – see, I was in deep denial when I was losing my sight, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and I was coming back from the Chinese restaurant, man, and I walked right into a tree, man, head on. I'm going to tell you
oh
something. If I hadn't had that baseball cap on, man, my forehead, I would have tore my forehead up. But fortunately, that baseball cap saved my forehead and no telling what else. Because I would always, you know, and you know, walking along, you know, at that time, I was, like I said, in denial. And now, I would run into a lot of things, man. I ran into my fair share of poles, man. Trust you me. I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of the things I can laugh about now because
yes,
you know, hey,
yes.
it's going on 13 years since I've been blind, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've learned to accept my situation. And I learned to accept a lot of things about myself, man, you know. But as we were speaking about earlier with the whole body thing, a lot of guys, as we get older, of course, even if you have that physique, so to speak, you know, as you get older and if you don't keep it in shape, of course, things tend to go out of line. You know, your figure seems to, things start to flab up. You get a little soft. You don't work out. You're not as active as you used to be or whatever. But,
yes, right.
You know, my thing is it all starts off from upstairs, right into the mind. It all plays into the mind because how you think, you know, a lot, you know, it carries on the way you know, how you're going to feel throughout the course of the day. And like I was telling the gentleman a little while ago, it's a conditioning situation. You have
mm-hmm.
to condition yourself. You have to love yourself, man. It's so important
yes.
that you love yourself. Every day you got to remind yourself over and over. And see, if you don't believe it,
right.
who else is going to believe it?
That's true.
That's the main
yes.
thing. Yes, ma'am.
Guys, I want to let in a caller. We have
yes,
caller
ma'am.
1588. Your number ends with 1588. I'm about to let you in. Let me know if you want to talk. Good evening. You're online. Would you like to speak? Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Hey, Sasha. How you doing? Do you have anything?
So I'm saying to you, I love the encouraging word I'm hearing tonight.
All
so
right.
I've put myself on you and keep taking in the beautiful word.
All right. Thank you so much. You know, we appreciate that. We definitely appreciate that, and we appreciate you tuning in and listening in, and like I said, it's for everybody. You know, there's no exclusions. There's nobody excluded from this. You know, because we all go through things in life. You know, but life, and I'm gonna tell you something. That's the one common denominator that we all have right now. We may have conditions and disabilities, but one thing we have is life. Okay, and when your eyes open up in the morning, you okay? You having a good day? Trust what I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Always keep that in mind.
I know. How you put on Facebook that you want them feeling well? How you doing today?
What's that again?
Sasha, I know you put on Facebook that you were not doing well. How are you feeling today?
I'm better.
Okay, that's great.
I had the flu because the weather changes so much.
Yes.
High cold.
Mhm. Yes, it is. Yes.
So does the cold weather affect you a lot? You feel
love the cold weather.
Okay.
I had MS 18 years.
And okay.
The cold weather is my friend. The heat of become jello when it's hot. When it's cold, people are like, oh, it's too cold.
Okay.
I was like, it's the best.
Okay.
They're like, what's wrong with her? Like, he just don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, as the weather changes, and we have to, you know, try to make these adjustments to the weather.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Because it's something that we all have to adjust to. And as it, you know, right now we haven't really experienced any really cold weather yet because it seems so cold to us now because we've been getting weather temperatures like, you know, 60 degrees and we've been way above average. But, you know, as it goes along and as our bodies start to adjust, we're gonna be okay. We're going to be fine.
Yes.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And remember, you always tell yourself every day that your eyes open. Just take a deep breath and just tell yourself, you know what? Here's another beautiful day in front of us. See, I have a thing for every day of the week I would like to share with you. Every Monday, I like to refer to Mondays as Marvelous Mondays. Okay? We have Terrific Tuesdays. We have Wonderful Wednesdays, Thrilling Thursdays, Fabulous Fridays, Sensational Saturdays, and Super Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Just take these words and understand. It's every day of the week is precious. Every day that our eyes open, that we are breathing, we are alive and well, we are doing okay. You have
a
great day.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful note to end the show on. We have a little bit over a minute. I want to thank everybody. This was a wonderful show today. Sasha, thank you for calling in. I want to remind everybody that we're here every Monday at 6 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/laid. The telephone number to call in, make a note of it, is 347-308-8494. Next week is Girl Talk. Me and Ms. V, we're going to be talking about abuse. We'll have an expert on hand to help us talk to it and guide us through some things and recognizing what domestic violence is. It's not always physical. Also, join us at the Access Project on January 30th for an in-person discussion on towards understanding each other. And we're going to party afterwards, so don't forget, get grown and sexy and come out to have some fun. Thanks again, guys, for a wonderful show. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.